You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. I don't actually think that anyone is really ready for my newest program. Literally, I have the next official Ali Casaza program in my signature collection. It is called Now. Now is the anti-someday, anti-later, anti-should program for overwhelmed moms who want more. If you have ever found yourself caught in the cycle of thinking things like, I really need to break this habit. I really should be more like this. I wish I had already started. I'm so behind. I really want to change, you know, whatever habit or action. Why am I letting myself live this way? I could be better than this. If you want more for yourself and you want more for your family and you want to become the next version of yourself and you want to become her now, this program is for you. I'm not even going to say anymore. Run. Go to aligasaza.com/now. Read the info page. If this is pulling you forward, my love, go and roll. I love you so much. This was made for you. Go check out the page. I'm so excited to see who feels pulled towards this and enrolls. I am literally so freaking excited. We have done our first round of training. The feedback was amazing. Everybody was amazing. Everyone loved it. It is here. It is official. It is ready for you. AliCasaza.com/now. Hello, my love, and welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Today, we're doing a little baby pep talk. So I want to talk to you about what to do when things feel imbalanced. Some of the symptoms of feeling like things are out of balance in your life, because we don't always like have the awareness to be like, I feel like things are just out of balance. Like, we kind of need to recognize some of the symptoms and signs of a lack of balance in our lives, you know, to be able to know how to fix it and know that's the problem and then be able to get to the root of it. And so some of the things that happen when you're just out of balance is your mood. You're going to start to probably get cranky, maybe just not, maybe be a little bit more snappy with like your loved ones and family. You might feel just kind of sluggish, run down. Usually for me, that's my symptom of imbalance when the answer is to rest, take a break. You're just going to kind of feel off. You're not going to feel energized. You're going to feel something typically negative that you don't want to feel, whether it's in your mood and your behavior or, you know, kind of like your inner game, your attitude. Like, you're acting fine. You've got it together, but you're just kind of run down or not feeling like yourself. And I also want to say, when this happens, I'm not saying that we need to get balanced because everything is supposed to be balanced perfectly all the time. You know, there's a lot of good conversation happening in the last couple of years online, especially in like the motherhood kind of niche, about balance just really being a myth, just kind of being bullshit. And, you know, I definitely see that. I speak often about really kind of focusing on harmony instead of balance, rather than trying to keep everything balanced perfectly all the time. Really just seeking to have harmony in the different areas of your life, the different roles you're in, that they're all working together, but they're not perfectly balanced. And that's kind of more what I mean here, but I'm just using the term imbalance because I went through a season recently where I felt like that, and I just felt like that word fit better. So let's say that you recognize that things are just out of whack. Things just feel imbalanced. Things are not functioning in a harmonious way and you want to fix it, but you just kind of feel like you're caught in the weeds of your own life and you can't get above it and see, you know, what's really going on, what the problems are. The first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to locate where specifically is there a feeling of imbalance. Are you feeling resentful towards your spouse or partner because it feels like you're doing way more than they are and you need to like speak up or, you know, do less? Like, is there something that's imbalanced there? Do you feel imbalanced because you feel like you're not able to focus on your work or your business enough and you're, you know, kind of like mom mode is just really taking over? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you feel like you're working way too much and you have mom guilt, or you just really desire to spend more time with your family and less time working. Do you feel like you're just eating like shit and your body doesn't feel good and you really want to focus on your health and fitness, but you just haven't been doing that? Where is the imbalance? Locate it. Feel into it. Think about the different areas of your life and find the imbalance. And maybe it's kind of everywhere. Like, we all have those seasons, but locate it. And then what I want you to do is I want you to get into action-taking mode and brainstorm what you can do about it. Can you shift your work schedule? Can you speak with your partner about this feeling of imbalance and just be really honest and kind of set some boundaries and have a conversation that's positive towards something shifting? Assuming, you know, you both are decent humans that want each other to be happy and okay. You know, what's the possible solutions here? Like, get out of that like, ugh, I just don't like this, or I'm stressed mode, and like shift into action. What's the solution? Once you locate the imbalance, what can you do to fix it? How can you bring more balance and more harmony into this area of your life or all the areas of your life? And the thing I want you to understand is, like, usually when there's imbalance, you bring balance by bringing the opposite thing. So like I said a moment ago, if you feel like you didn't realize you were really imbalanced until you listened to this episode. Sometimes just listening to someone say certain words will kind of trigger like an awareness in you. That's totally normal. Maybe you realize like, well, I don't really have any big problems or anything causing imbalance. I just feel really sluggish. I feel really unenergized and unmotivated. Well, then the balance is you need rest. You're feeling like that because you naturally need rest, or maybe you need clarity. Maybe there's a decision that's been kind of hanging in the balance and you just really need to get clarity and make that decision because it's causing you to feel like you don't know what's going on in your life. Maybe you literally can't know what's going on in your life yet because the decision needs to be made that's outside of your control. It's not you that needs to make the decision, or you can't make that decision yet, or you and your partner are not agreeing on a decision. So you just feel like everything is in limbo. You can't control that. So to bring that balance in, the balance will come when you know what the decision is and you can move forward and, you know, live and act accordingly. But until then, to bring balance to, you know, anxiety over the unknown, fear of the future, like that unsettling feeling of, I don't know what my life is going to look like until this decision is made for me or by me, then the balance would come in when you bring in, you choose inner peace, not based on your circumstances, but based on you, knowing that whatever decision is made, whatever happens, you've got it. You've got yourself. You have a good relationship with yourself. You have a good relationship with your spouse or partner. You're, you know, going to be able to handle it. You're confidently knowing that. So do you see what I'm saying? When you have the symptoms of imbalance, recognize and become aware that it is imbalance, locate where the imbalance is, brainstorm what you can do about it, and then bring in that anecdote. Whatever the imbalance is, bring in the opposite of that so that you bring more balance to these parts of your life. The point of this episode is really just to simplify this and uncomplicate these feelings of just ugh, or lack of energy, or I just feel like everything is off, or I'm just not happy, or I wish I was working less, I wish I could focus on my business more, I wish my partner would this or that. When you just feel off and things are not going the way you want, this process just really kind of streamlines, simplifies, and uncomplicates the whole thing and all those emotions. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.